it's you. What the hell are you doing here, loser? Yeah, you do have to tell me, actually. This is my dorm. I would like to know why someone like you is wandering around here. Look, loser, don't test me, okay? I'm not in the mood. I could make things so much worse for you, if that's what you want. I could walk right down to the RA's office and report you for being somewhere you shouldn't. I could have them take action, write you up, maybe even charge you with trespassing, since you don't seem to have a good reason for being here. You might get expelled, even get a criminal record on top of that. You really want to doubt me, dork? I know people. I have connections. If I want you gone, I can make it happen. Barely even a sentence from me, and you'd be out of the school. So I'm gonna ask you again. Why are you in my dorm? Oh yeah? Just visiting someone? Sure. Well, not anymore. You're coming with me, loser. I don't care if you had something planned. Message them. Tell them you're busy. I know the exit's the other way. I'm not taking you there. I'm taking you somewhere else. And I'll drag you kicking and screaming if I have to. You and I both know I could. So, cooperate, okay? Or else I'll be carrying you over my shoulder, which will be way more embarrassing. Good boy. Now, let's go. Oh my god, can you even walk any slower? I said let's go! It doesn't matter where, just stop talking. Here, finally. Yeah, it's my dorm room. My room, actually. Now, get inside. There. That took way too long. You can stop gawking, shrimp. Never been in a girl's room before? Hmm? No, I don't have a roommate. I got a two-person dorm because I like the space. God, do you ever listen? I told you, I have connections. I know people. That's how I got this space to myself. Now sit down. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I stutter? I said, sit down, or I'll make you. That's a good boy. You don't mind if I sit next to you, do you? Who am I kidding? You do. But I don't care. So, are you deaf? Or just stupid? Oh, don't give me that face. Don't tell me you forgot one of the first things I told you. That I was going to make damn sure that no one hung out with you. That you never got a girlfriend. That you stayed a loser. And yet, here you are. Visiting a girl's dorm right under my nose. Don't try to lie to me, moron. Do you think I'm stupid? Dressed like that, smelling like a fresh shower. And don't think I didn't notice these chocolates you have hidden behind your back. You're really going on a date? In spite of everything I told you? Man, you really must be stupid. Let me make myself clear. You are not allowed to go on dates. You are not allowed to have friends. You are not allowed to do anything unless I give you express permission. You're mine. You got that, loser? What do I mean? Man, you really are dense. I own you. You can't love anyone else but me. And you will love me. Even if I have to force you. I can't stand the thought of you being with some other girl. Even for a second. So you're staying here with me for tonight, darling. So I know you won't run off with some other girl. You cute dumbass. Even when a girl's forced you into her dorm room, you really don't get it yet, do you? I don't bully you because I hate you. I don't spend my hours tormenting you and embarrassing you in front of everybody just because I have some kind of grudge. That would have been such a huge waste of time. No. I've been making sure that no one wants you. No one looks at you fondly. No one cherishes you other than me. I wanna be the thing you think about the most. And if that's because you hate me, I'll settle for that. I mean, we're from different worlds. We're different types, you and I. There's no way you'd be interested in someone like me. Someone twice your size, who towers over you. Someone who could just hold you in their arms so tight you'd never be able to get away. Someone you have nothing in common with. But now, it doesn't matter what you want. I finally confessed all I wanted to say. Like I said, you're mine now. I see you. You're looking at the door, seeing if you can make a run for it. It's locked. I made sure I could lock it from the inside too. I knew I would have you here at one point or another. It just so happened it was today. You're staying with me now. I can get someone to pick up all your things from your dorm, but you're not getting away from me. You can leave for classes, sure, but the rest of the time, you'll be here with me. I can use you as a personal cuddle toy, starting now. Come here, darling. Oh, still hesitant? That's alright. But I'm feeling pretty lonely, so I'm just gonna call you anyway. You can try to snuggle, Shrimp. It won't work, obviously. This is your life now. So what to do, huh? About that girl? Who was it? By the way, the one you were going to visit? It wasn't a girl? You're a bad liar. Well, if you won't tell me, that's okay. I can look through your phone later and see if I can figure it out myself. I do need to punish her, though. I've driven away every girl that's ever shown interest, and this one should be no different. Maybe I could set her dorm room on fire. Oh, calm down, Doric. Not that on fire. Just enough to cause a little bit of panic. Scare her a bit. Tough. That doesn't feel quite right. I should make an example of her now that we're together. Yes, we are together. And no, you don't get to decide. You really aren't in any position to be making decisions here. Well, I'm hugging you from behind like this. Ah, what if I douse her in paint between classes? Bright green? That should humiliate her enough, don't you think? Aw, don't give me such a scared and guilty look. Fine. I'll leave her alone. Just this once. For you. Oh wow. I am more tired than I thought. Here, I'll carry you to the bedroom and we can fall asleep together. Doesn't that sound romantic? You can shake your head all you want, but I still think it's romantic. You fit so well in my arms, you know that? Even if it's just carrying you? Feels like it was meant to be. It makes me never want to let go of you. So I won't. You're mine now. And mine forever. I love you, darling.